Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Britain's surprise vote to leave the European Union sent shockwaves across global markets as it ushered in a new element of uncertainty in a world already plagued by weak growth. Banks took some of the biggest hits, and Britain Lloyds tumbled 21%, RBS 18.8%, and Barclays 7.7%. Omar Eisner is a market analyst at Commonwealth Foreign Exchange.
So far, central banks have said that they're going to be ready with liquidity to backstop financial markets. During periods of heightened stress in global markets, we tend to see liquidity dry up, and that can lead to huge swings in prices. It can lead to situations of even higher volatility like we saw in the wake of the financial crisis. So we've seen indications that global central banks have been, at least behind the scenes, preparing for a potential Brexit.
And as for stocks, markets worldwide plummeted on Friday. This week, thousands of Eritreans gathered in Geneva, Switzerland, to both support and protest a new UN report alleging the leaders of the Eritrean government have committed crimes against humanity. Hundreds of Eritrean refugees gathered outside African Union headquarters in Ethiopia, protesting the alleged crimes back home. Report now goes to the UN Human Rights Council, which will decide whether to adopt a resolution on the issue. U.S. military has launched its first airstrikes against the Taliban in Afghanistan since President Obama expanded the authorities under which troops can attack insurgents. Previously, U.S. commanders were authorized only to use airstrikes to protect American ground forces who were protecting Afghan forces when they were faced by overrun by Taliban.